Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to SMSU in Marshall for Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. That's right. We have a championship game for you this afternoon. The winner of this game will go to the State Girls Basketball Tournament next week. So it's a huge game. A lot of people coming into the RA facility right now. A lot of fans for the Blue Jays and Hills Beaver Creek, the Patriots. That's the Central Minnesota Christian, the champions of the Section 3A North, and the Hills Beaver Creek Patriots, sections of the 3A South. Both teams on the court warming up, and we're just moments away from the opening tip-off. So let's take a look at how these two teams got here. They first beat Wabasso 74-32. And then in Montevideo, they ended Mineota's season 52-49. And then last Friday at Yellow Medicine East High School, wow, what a crowd that was in Granite Falls. Blue Jays ended McRae's season 75-40. Central Minnesota Christian has a record of 25 wins and 3 losses. Hills Beaver Creek, their first game in the section tournament, they defeated Tracy Milroy Ballaton 75-40. And then in Worthington, they ended Westbrook Walnut Grove season 62-38. And in the South Championship, last Friday, they beat beat Murray County Central in a close one 48-40. Hills Beaver Creek has never been to the state tournament, and their record is 26 wins and 3 losses. Something about Hills Beaver Creek, their 3 losses actually are not from Minnesota teams. All 3 losses came to South Dakota teams in some tournaments, and they lost to Central Lyon, Iowa before Christmas, and then they lost to DeSmet, South Dakota, and West Lyon, Iowa. So those are the 3 losses for the Patriots from Hills Beaver Creek, and they have a couple outstanding basketball players. Of course, Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays are led by Sienna Dunnick, 2,000-point scorer in her career, and she's only a junior. Blue Jays, their 3 losses came to Albany right after Christmas in the holiday tournament at St. Cloud State University. They lost to Albany. Albany actually ended the season 14-14. Then they lost to a very good Bold team. Bold still state ranked at number 8 in Class A, 70-69. And their third loss came to Pipestone area just a couple weeks ago, 67-55. Pipestone area ended their season 23-4. So two outstanding teams, 2 number 1 seeds here at SMSU in Marshall. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for Hills Beaver Creek. They start 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a sophomore. Number 3, Claire Knobloch. She's a 5'6 senior. Number 4, Olivia Dilstra, a 6-foot junior. Number 5, Bryn Bakken, 5'10 junior. Number 11, a 6'1 senior, Ella Salmon. And number 31, Ella Rowe. She's a 5'11 sophomore. They're coached by Dylan Gehrke, assisted by Connor Glossmo, Tyler Bush, Easton Harnick, and Karen Rauch. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. Number 24, Addie Tachis, a 6-foot senior. Number 22, Carrie Mulder, a 5'10 senior forward. Number 11, Maddie Vander Ark, a 5'7 guard. She's a junior. Emmy Brain, a 5'9 senior forward. And Sienna Dunnick, number 4, a 5'8 junior guard and a 2,000-point scorer, as I mentioned earlier, in her career. And the Blue Jays are coached by Brian Nelson, assisted by Janie Dunnick and Logan Erickson. 25 wins and 3 losses during the regular season for Central Minnesota Christian. Well, the Blue Jays, they average 72 points a game, and they give up on average to their opponent. Their opponents on average score 44 points a game, very similar to Hills Beaver Creek. Hills Beaver Creek, they hold their opponents to average of 40 points a game, and they average offensively the Patriots 64 points a game. Boy, what a crowd we have here. I love broadcasting. I love this time of year. It's March Madness here in Marshall. And that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. And when we come back, we're going to have a special awards presentation. Dawson Boyd's Landon Keeman is going to receive the AAA award after the national anthem. So we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll be back with a Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship from Marshall right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Are you looking for a great way to improve the air quality in your home? Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison has an idea for you. Have their team install a new or replacement Rood furnace or air conditioning system, and you'll get a free UV light disinfection system. Ultraviolet light disinfection will destroy many of the harmful organisms found in every home. Get all the details today by calling 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Talk with the gang at Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison. Ask about the free UV light disinfection offer with the purchase of a new or replacement Rood furnace or AC system. 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190.
Canby Farmers Grain Company with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Looking for a good used car or pickup? Countryside Auto in Mineota has a large selection of used cars and pickups to choose from. Countryside Auto's slogan, "You auto come to us for all your vehicle needs." Check out their website at csaminiota.com to view the large selection of vehicles. Countryside Auto is located right off Highway 68 in Mineota. They're easy to find and easy to deal with. Countryside Auto, Mineota. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels. Propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar, quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind you to learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
If you're a woman over 40, getting a mammogram is smart. Choosing one that may be more accurate than your current screening, that's genius. Get a Genius 3D mammography exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Welcome back, everybody, to SMSU and Marshall for Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. The winner goes to the state tournament. And they just give a AAA award winner, recognized her before the introductions here of the basketball players. There was a girl from Wabasso, and I was told that Landon Keeman was going to get the award. And so I'm not sure if Landon didn't show up or they're going to do it next week. Or during the boys' game, probably. That's what they'll do. They'll probably do it during the boys' game on Saturday. So congratulations to Landon Keeman, AAA award winner. That stands for Arts, Athletics, and Academics. Probably the highest award, one of the highest awards you can get as a student athlete. All right, the introductions are done. Central Minnesota Christian, with their 25 wins and 3 losses, taking on Hills Beaver Creek. They're 26-3 as well. Blue Jays are in their away jerseys, white and blue numbers, and Hills Beaver Creek, the Patriots, you probably can guess what colors they are. A lot of red, home red, blue, and white. Great crowd here for this championship game. Always fun to broadcast championship basketball here on Q92 from the RA facility in Marshall. Got both bands here. Huge crowd. The Hills Beaver Creek Patriot fans are sitting behind me. I'm broadcasting courtside. And the Blue Jay fans, blue and white across the way. And I see boys head coach Ted Tatius in the front row across from me here. And, of course, the Blue Jays will play Saturday night at 6 o'clock for the North Championship against Wabasso. You'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92 as well. Here we go. Opening tip-off. Who's going to go to the state tournament? Two outstanding teams here in Section 3A will battle it out right now. And the opening tip-off goes to the Patriots. And knocking the ball out of bounds was Emmy Brain. For the Blue Jays, you got Dunning, Brain, Vander Ark, Kerry Mulder, and Tatius, starters for the Blue Jays. They're setting up in a 2-3 zone. Here's number 5. They go to 31. This is Ella Rao. She's just a sophomore, and the turnover there by the Patriots, so the Blue Jays will get the basketball. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. Thanks to our fine sponsors here for Section Sports. As we're wrapping up the section season, Blue Jays inbounded. Here's their first offensive possession just underway here at the RA facility in Marshall. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's Dunning. She'll get the basketball a lot. Here's a three-pointer by Mulder. Good! Kerry Mulder hits a three from the corner, and the Blue Jays lead 3-0. Patriots quickly down the floor. They go inside, triple teamed, and making the basket is number 4, Olivia Dielstra. Number 4, Olivia Dielstra. She's a 6-foot junior, and it's 3-2, a 1-point lead for the Blue Jays. Man-to-man defense here for the Patriots. Frame goes inside, and we got a jump ball called. One of the referees tonight is Ryan Stoltzberry from Dawson. A one-point lead for the Blue Jays thanks to Kerry Mulder's three-pointer deep in the corner. Dunnick will inbound the ball in front of the Patriot student section. They're here on one end. The Blue Jay students are on the other end. Dunnick, number four, looking to get it to Tatius. She has it. Turns around, shoots off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by Dijkstra. 3-2, Blue Jays. But the Patriots have the ball. A basket will put them in the lead. They go down low, and it's picked off. And then stolen right back. And here's an easy layup for Knobloch. Knobloch scores. She stole the ball and went in for the layup. And that puts Hills Beaver Creek in the lead by 1-4-3. Vander Ark. Tatius. Hands the ball to Dunnick. Sienna at the free throw line. Quick pass underneath and it went out of bounds. It's Patriot basketball. There's a rare turnover there for Central Minnesota Christian. Girls basketball championship. You can just feel it here in the air. It's March Madness, that's for sure. Dunnick steals the ball at midcourt. Here's Sienna down at the baseline. Now pulls it back out and she loses the ball to Salmon. Ella Salmons for Hills Beaver Creek. She is 6'1" and a senior. They go down low, blocked by Tatius. Tatius a block again. I think she's going to be called for the foul. And number five, Bryn Bakken. Bakken had 17 points and 10 rebounds in their South Championship against Murray County Central, a double-double for Bakken, and her free throw's up, and there's her first point. Substitutes coming in. Haley Moser in for Hills Beaver Creek. And number five, Bryn Bakken, 5'10 junior, second free throw, hits the front of the rim, no good. It's rebounded by the Patriots. Salmons, and she pulls it back out, and the Patriots keep possession. And they go down low, and we got a whistle and a foul on Central Minnesota Christian. The Patriots are pounding it down low, and Olivia Dijkstra will go to the free throw line. The 6-foot junior, and her free throw is good, giving her 3 points. Dijkstra, and it's a 3-point lead for the Patriots. Second free throw up, no good. Rebounded by Sienna. Over to number 11. This is Maddie Vander Ark. She'll bring the ball up the floor, almost stolen at midcourt. Defensive pressure here to start the game is pretty intense on the Patriots side. They go down the frame. Her shot is blocked there by number 5, Bakken. So it's a 3-point lead for Hills Beaver Creek, 6-3. There goes number 5, and that's blocked by Tatius. Tatius blocked Bakken's shot, and here's Dunnick. Sienna not yet in the scoring column, but she tried to hit Tatius down low, and it's picked off there by number 31, Rowell. 6-3, Hills Beaver Creek. There's an opening, and that's another block by Tatius. Isn't it? Dunnick. Dunnick's off and running on the fast break, lays it up and in. Good fast break by Central Minnesota Christian. It all started by Tatius's block. She threw it up to Dunnick, who was sprinting down the floor. It's 6-5, Hills Beaver Creek. Dunnick almost stole the ball. Moser with it. Here's a three-pointer in the corner. No good. That was by Salmon. Fell off the rim, and the Blue Jays throw it up the floor. Now it's loose, and still loose at midcourt. Finally, no, the ball's still loose, and it's finally picked up by the Patriots. And now a timeout by Dylan Gerke of Hills Beaver Creek. We'll take that timeout too. 6-5, Hills Beaver Creek. You're listening to Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship right here on Q92.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Welcome back to the RA facility. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Timeout's over by Hills Beaver Creek. Emery Fusi for the Blue Jays. Man, she just did a great, had a great defensive steal. And now Mosier fouled Tatius. And Tatius is at, Addie Tatius is at the free throw line. She can tie the game up from the free throw line here for the Blue Jays. She doesn't. She missed her first one. Score remains 6-5. 6-5 Hills Beaver Creek. Paul Ramo here in Marshall. Second free throw coming from Addie Tatius. On its way, and that is no good. She missed both of them. And it still remains a one-point lead for Hills Beaver Creek. Knobloch, Steelstra, over to Harris, or Mosier. Mosier gives it to Salmon in the corner. Shot by number 11, that's no good, and goes out of bounds off of Patriot. It'll be Blue Jay basketball. Height advantage. You can just tell that. Salmon 6'1, Steelstra's 6', Bakken's 5'10. But the Blue Jays are very quick. They got to get Dunnick going here. She's just 2 points for Dunnick. And now here's a reach-in foul by the Patriots, Olivia Steelstra. Still 6-5. Kind of a low-scoring start to the game here with 13:05 to play. Blue Jays Mulder will inbound it in front of her adult fan section. Here's Sienna. Drops it down low, kicks it in the corner. Blue Jays with the basketball. Fusi. Here's Mulder at the paint. In the free throw line, they throw it out of bounds. Vander Ark was trying to hit Dunnick. Dunnick went one way and the ball went the other. And head coach Brian Nelson, who's standing right in front of me here, not happy about that possession. Boy, we've been 6-5 here for almost over 2 minutes. Patriots bring the ball up the floor. Get it, almost stolen by the Blue Jays. Patriots get it back. Here's Rowell. Over to number 5. She goes to the basket, scores. That's Bryn Bakken. You can tell she's a basketball player. My goodness. 8-5. Bakken went strong to the hoop. They go down low. And a foul on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line for Central Minnesota Christian will be Peyton Mulder, who just came into the game. Peyton is 5'11". And so it's a 3-point lead for Hills Beaver Creek in this section championship game. Free throw's on its way, and it's good by Peyton Mulder. Her first points of the game. It's 8-6. Second free throw by Mulder is good. She sank both of them, and it's a 1-point lead. A little pressure put on here now. Full court pressure here put on by the Blue Jays. And the Patriots get it down low. They lose it. Good defensive pressure there by Central Minnesota Christian. Here's Dunnick behind a back dribble. Kicks it out in the corner. There's a shot from the free throw line. Good. Just a 2-pointer by number 21, Peyton Mulder. She just came into the game, and guess what? The Blue Jays take the lead 9-8. 9-8. Put pressure again, and Dunnick steals the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by a Patriot, and the fly basketball went flying right over my head. Good hustle there by Dunnick. Blue Jays now lead by a point, 9-8, thanks to Peyton Mulder. Last basket there. Dunnick gets the ball. One of the best basketball players in the state, Deanna Dunnick. Here she goes. Puts up a jump shot off the back iron. No good. Fighting for the rebound. We got a whistle and a foul on number 15, Emery Fusi of the Blue Jays. I did not expect this low-scoring game. I thought it was going to be a track meet. These two teams put up a lot of points. But as Bud Grant, Minnesota Viking football coach, always said, defense wins the championships, and you can see the defensive effort right now on display by both teams. Patriots with the ball. They're down by a point. They throw it inside to number four. She banks it in. That's Steelstra. And she's got 5 points. She's got 5 of the 10, so the Patriots retake the lead. They go down low. She scores! Perry Mulder! What a nice assist. And it's the lead change again. The Blue Jays back up on top, 11-10. Patriots, Steelstra. Over to number 31, Rao. The number 5, Bakken. Bakken goes to the paint. Good defense there. And a shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Dunnick. Deanna's running down the floor with the ball. Bounce pass to number 22. Shot up. She's fouled. Terry Mulder. What a pass by Deanna Dunnick. About a half-court pass. Bounce pass it was. To number 22, Carrie Mulder. And Mulder was fouled by number 11, Sammons. Blue Jays lead by a point, 11-10. Free throw for the Blue Jays is good by number 22. Carrie Mulder gives her 6 points. Frame back into the game for the Blue Jays. Second free throw by Carrie Mulder, and that's good. She's got 7, and biggest lead right now for the Blue Jays in the ball game, 13-10. You hate to see a really good team not make it to state, but that's going to happen here tonight. Somebody will go home. Somebody's going to the state tournament. Patriots go down low, and look at, Ellie Rowe called for an offensive charge. Number 31, the sophomore, had her arm out too far, pushing, leading her with her arm or elbow, got whistled. 13-10, Central Minnesota Christian. Dunning with the ball. Over to number 21. Here's a three-pointer by Peyton Mulder. No good. Rebounded by Sammons of the Patriots. The Patriots throw the ball up the court. Down by 3. Rao down into Bakken. Bakken, turnaround shot, blocked by Mulder. Oh, they're going to whistle Mulder with a foul. Boy, that looked clean. Number 21, Peyton Mulder. That's going to put Bakken to the free throw line. Bakken has 3 points, and she missed her free throw. The score remains Central Minnesota Christian 13, Hills Beaver Creek 10. You're listening to Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. Second free throw. That's no good. Rebounded by Peyton Mulder. Deanna Dunning, number 4, crosses midcourt for the Blue Jays. It's a 3-point lead for the Blue Jays. Dunning in the corner they go. And having some trouble there was Aurora Rosen. She lost the ball to the Patriots. Rosen into the game. First time I noticed that she come off the bench. Patriots down by 3, and they have the ball. Rao with the basketball. Goes down low, tipped away by Brain. Now the Patriots get it in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Peyton Mulder. Dunning quickly up the floor for the Blue Jays. She's pushing it, and Bakken fouls Dunning on a reach-in. 9 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first half. It's a really low-scoring first half, 13-10. Three substitutes coming in now for the Blue Jays. Got the original starters back in the game. Good quality minutes there by the bench for head coach Brian Nelson. I see my old wrestling coach Mike Braddock in the Central Minnesota Christian fan base there, sitting across the way. Mike goes to all the Blue Jay games. Blue Jays, Brame in the paint. Nice move and lays it up and in. Emmy Brame. Her first points, and it's a 5-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. 15-10. Under 9 minutes to go before halftime. Oh, tipped away by Brame. Gunning picks it up. Pulls in for a layup. And we got a timeout by Hillstable Creek. 17-10. Central Minnesota Christian with 8:44 to play. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Tenson Marine and Raymond for all your boating needs. Check out Tenson Marine. They have a large inventory of Sylvan and Sun Chaser pontoons, along with Starcraft, Smoker Craft, and Sylvan fishing boats and trailers. And don't forget the Evinrude E-Tech outboard motors. Tenson Marine has good used boats as well. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 8:30 to 3. That's Tenson Marine, located in Raymond, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo back here at the RA facility in Marshall. Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. Right now it's a 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. Patriots with the ball. They're down by 7. Moser. Over to Dielstra. The Blue Jays have really picked up the defense. Oh, we got a foul on the Blue Jays. Number 13, Ava Steinhoff. Another six-footer for Hills Beaver Creek. Foul is on number 11, Maddie Vander Ark. Patriots inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. They get it in the corner. Brame swats it out of bounds. Good hustle by Brame. 17-10, the Blue Jays leading the Patriots in this championship game here in Marshall. We've got 8:19 to play in the first half. Dielstra gets the ball from the referee. Patriots inbound it. Dielstra gets the ball back. Looking over to number 13. Blue Jays have really extended their zone defense here. Here's an outside shot by Spaff. No good. From a three-point land in the corner, and the ball will ricochet out of bounds, and I think the Patriots are going to keep the ball. They are. They're going to inbound it in front of the Blue Jay bench here, right by me. I'm broadcasting right on the floor, right next to Brian Nelson, the head coach of the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. I feel like a part of the game when you get this close to the bench, that's for sure. 17-10 Blue Jays. Moser, number 2, trying to get to the basket. Good defense. Here's a 3-pointer on the way. That's off the mark. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. Here's Dunning. She's running the floor. It's a 3-on-1. Scores! Beautiful fast break. That was Mulder again. How about Terry Mulder? 9 points. Now the ball's loose, and it goes out of bounds. Boy, the Blue Jays are just out-hustling the Patriots right now on the defensive end. That was one of the best fast breaks I've seen all year. Blue Jays, oh, they can give the Blue Jays the ball underneath their own basket. And they get it in to Tatius. Out to number 11, Vander Ark. Back down to Tatius. A bad pass there picked off by the Patriots. Steinhoff. Over to number 4, Dielstra. Now they go in the corner. This defense has really picked it up here for the Blue Jays. They go in the paint. Dielstra with a shot. Partially blocked. I think that was Brame. Referee was blocking my view. But CMC now with the ball. Dunning passes it down low and put it up and in. Emmy Brame scores. And now the Blue Jays are off and running. 21-10. And it's stolen by Brame. The Dunning, they're going to look to run the floor again. Dunning, oh, she's pushed to the floor. Hopefully she's okay. She's being helped up. She might be might have twisted her wrist, it looks like. She's holding her wrist. She's going to be okay, though. 21-10. Wow. It's the defensive end for the Blue Jays that are doing it now, and now defense is turning into some points on the fast breaks. 21-10. Blue Jays, they lob it down low in the paint. A shot up, a hard shot there by Peyton Moser off the rim, no good. Patriots have it. Moser with the ball. Looking to get it in to Dielstra. She's going to go to the basket, and she's hammered. Dielstra, it will go to the free throw line. Her team down 21-10. Six minutes and 25 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Number four, Olivia Dielstra in with a free throw, and she makes her free throw, her first one. She has 6 points. Knobloch comes back in. Number 31, Ella Rowe. Back in for the Patriots. 21-11. Shanna Dunnick got some blood on her knuckle. You know, when she crashed to the floor there, they're going to stop play here as they're trying to clean Shanna Dunnick's hand. As she's standing right in front of me. It's bleeding kind of on her knuckle, her right hand. And they're trying to bandage it up. There's a Patriots, number 21. Hadley Spath will go to the free throw line. Dunning's got tape on her fingers now. After crashing to the floor, she got up. She held her wrist right away. But she's going to be okay. And Spath missed her free throw. So the score remains 21-11. Dunning has the basketball. Goes to the basket. Pulls it back out. Here's Tatius for three, and that's off the mark, off the glass. No good. Spath with the rebound. And Hadley throws it up to number 31, Ella Rowe. She's going to go to the basket. Oh, a nice block there by Tatius. I think that's four blocks for Tatius here in the first half. Score remains 21-11, Blue Jays. Glad you're with us on Q92 for championship basketball. Which team is going to the state? 5:47 to play in the first half. Blue Jays break out to a 21-11 lead, and now a shot down low by Peyton Moller. She falls down. The Blue Jay fans want a whistle. Shot was no good. Patriots have the ball. Moser on the left wing, being guarded by Dunning. Moser dribbles to the top of the key, throws it down low, tipped off there by Patriots. Got subs coming in. Boy, both teams subbing a lot right now. Frame back in along with Emery Fusi. A lot of substitutes by both sides. Hills Beaver Creek will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They're down 21-11. They get it in to number three. She throws it all the way across court to Salmon. Bakken, I believe she's their leading scorer. She's held to 3 points. Here's a three-pointer by Moser. That's missed off the rim, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Jay basketball. Blue Jay basketball. Dunning. Sienna with just 4 points here in the first half. She's going to put up a three. Swish! What did I have? What happened there? I call her name out, tell her she just has just 4 points so far. She pops a three for, and now she has seven. And it's 24-11. This defense is done. There's a steal by the Blue Jays. Fusi. Dunnick with the ball. Now that 24-11 lead for the Central Minnesota Christian. Frame in the paint. Finds an opening. Uses her left hand. She's fouled. She's going to the line. Emmy Bream. Well, let's see what the score was. It was 6-5. Patriots are leading by one. Then it was 9-8. I tell you, the Blue Jays have held a high-scoring Hills Beaver Creek to just 11 points. And Bream's free throw is good. Gives her five. They've held them to 11 points so far with 4:29 to go in the first half. Frame, second free throw for Central Minnesota Christian. The left-hander makes that one. Both free throws. And it's 26-11. They've opened up the lead here, and they're still pressuring defensively at midcourt. Oh, and now Dunnick runs in to Dielstra, knocks her to the floor. Good big collision there. And that's Sienna Dunnick's first personal foul. And so number four in her home red uniform will go to the free throw line. She's a 6-foot junior, Olivia Dielstra. And Dielstra's free throw is good. Blue Jays, number 11. Maddie Vanderhart comes back in for Emery Fusi. Second free throw by Hills Beaver Creek Dielstra. She missed that one. Good box out and rebound by Addie Tages. 26-12 is your score. Blue Jays leading, coming up on 4 minutes to go here in the first half. They throw it all the way across the court to Mulder. Inside the Bream, left-hand shot, good! Emmy Bream scoring for Central Minnesota Christian, and it's 28-12. And Mulder knocks the ball out of bounds. Patriots, let's see, 12-point, well, they had a free throw there, but they haven't scored a field goal in probably, I'm guessing, 4 minutes. Patriots inbound the ball. Right in front of me, Dielstra. Over to number 21, Spaff. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's fun to watch a good defensive team. That's what the Blue Jays are displaying right now. Very aggressive zone defense. Shot clock to 7-6. Patriots, now they're going to have to put up a shot. Shot clock's going to go off, and it's off. Oh, a travel call. As the shot clock was expiring for Hills Beaver Creek, there's that defense again for Central Minnesota Christian. 3:21 to play in the first half, that is. Got a whole second half to play. 28-12. They go into Tages. Mulder with the basketball. Top of the key to Vanderhart. Here's Dunnick. And Dunnick almost lost the ball. Guarding her is Dielstra. That's two number fours go battling out there. Dunnick inside the Tages. Tages goes to the basket, turns and faces the basket, puts the shot up and scores. She wouldn't give up. She was being harassed by three Patriots. She forced her way to the basket. 30-12, Blue Jays. And there's a steal. Brain with the steal and the layup. And it's all Central Minnesota Christian. 32-12. They are suffocating the Patriots right now with their defense. And now Brame fouls a Patriot. My goodness. You know, Bart Hill and I did the Central Minnesota Christian boys game, and we talked about the boys' defense Coach Ted Tages has, how suffocating it is, and the girls are doing the exact same thing right now. They are putting on a clinic of how to play defensive basketball, and this Hills Beaver Creek team is very, very good offensively. Number four at the free throw line, Dielstra, and she makes the free throw. 32-13, just 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half. What Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Dielstra's second free throw, no good. Nice rebound by Mulder. And John Dunnick looks over to Coach Brian Nelson as she brings the ball up the floor. 32-13. Dunnick inside the Tages. Turned a quick turnaround shot, no good. And rebounded by Hills Beaver Creek. And now the ball's loose, and the Patriots get it back. Moser. Patriots are rattled right now offensively. They don't have a rhythm offensively at all. They're trying to set up their offense. Now they go inside. Tages over the back of Dielstra. And a whistle blown there by Ryan Stokesbury, the referee. Paul Ramo here in Marshall. Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. Someone's going to the state tournament. Dielstra at the line again. She's 4 of 6, and she missed that free throw. Sienna with the rebound. Look at Dunnick off and running. Sienna pulls it back out to Mulder. Here's a three-pointer. That's short. That was taken by Peyton Mulder. And the Patriots will get the basketball with a minute 37 on the clock. 32-13 Blue Jays. It was a tight one the first 5 minutes of the game, and then all of a sudden, defensive pressure and a lot of layups for the Blue Jays. Now a foul. The Blue Jays are trapping number 21, Hadley Spath, at midcourt. Spath will go to the free throw line. Emery Fusi with the foul, and Spath will go to the line for the Patriots. Nice crowd here tonight. Free throw's good by Spath. Hadley, number 21. Second free throw is no good. Goes into the corner. Bakken picks it up for the Patriots. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Bakken keeps it. Here's a wide open three by Sammons. That's no good. Rebound by the Blue Jays. Here they come. Now bringing the ball up the floor. Dunning. Boy, she was way behind the three-point line. She wanted to shoot a three-pointer. Here's the Vander Ark to Dunnick all the way across the Mulder. Dunnick open for a three, and it's good. A three-pointer by Dunnick. Her second of the first half. That gives her double figures, 10 points. 45 seconds to play in the first half. The Blue Jays have put up 35 points so far here in the first half. Here's a three-pointer by the Patriots. That was off the mark, way off the mark by Ellis Sammons. And the ball goes out of bounds. Patriots will get the ball with 33 seconds to play. Ellis Sammons will get the basketball underneath the Patriots basket. They got to try to have something positive happen here before halftime, take it in the locker room. Clock running, Patriots with the ball. Salmon over to number two. She's going to drive to the basket. Blue Jays, here's Bakken, goes to the basket, lays it up off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Peyton Mulder. 12 seconds to go. Blue Jay fans coming to their feet. 7 seconds, Dunnick. Dunnick puts up a long three. Good! Dunnick with three, and that's the half. Sienna Dunnick takes her team into the locker room, and it's a 38-14 lead for Central Minnesota Christian at the half. What a first half. What defense. Wow. And the Blue Jay fans are still on their feet applauding the girls as they leave the floor to the locker room. We'll take a couple-minute break. And we'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota has a brand new menu, and we can't wait for you to try it. Dine in with friends or grab something to go. It's easy. Just Google City Hall Bar and Grill, click Order Online, and dinner's done. We appreciate all of you for supporting local. Stop by City Hall Bar and Grill, open Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 11 till 10, and Sundays, noon to 8. City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Good food, good friends, and good times.
If all you want is a sip of water at the kitchen sink, any filter will do. I want better water in the laundry, better water in the bathroom, better water at every tap, in every room for everyone in my home. Every time, everywhere I use water, every day. So I got a whole home filtration system from Culligan. Now I ask you, How long will it take for you to call the Culligan Man?
Hey, Culligan Man.
Your local Culligan Man is Jason Hansen, 320-598-7511 in Madison. That's 320-598-7511 for Culligan.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Tregestead, at 320-894-1576.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up. Can people hop on over to Monica's?
They sure can, Paul Ramo. I love that when they hop on into Monica's and look for some spring fashions, because Monica is getting all these new dresses and tops and capris and crop pants and jeans and just you name it, I got it. Sandals, sun and the fun, swimsuit cover-ups. I have it all in my vacation room. My shoe room is full of sandals and sun and fun. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to the RA facility. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Hey. You win, you're going to the State Girls Basketball Tournament next week. Right now, Central Minnesota Christian leading Hills Beaver Creek at the half, 38-14. And I've seen a lot of basketball in my years, but that was probably one of the best defensive efforts I've seen a team do in a long, long time. They just were smothering Hills Beaver Creek. It took them a while to get going. The first 5 minutes, you know, it was a very low scoring. What was it? 6-5, the Patriots led. And then 9-8, the Blue Jays led. And with 5 minutes gone in the game, full court pressure, or a quarter court pressure by the Blue Jays changed everything. Patriots, they stole the ball. They went in for a layup. They just pressured them. They wouldn't let them get the three-point shots off. They couldn't get it in. Hills Beaver Creek couldn't get the ball in the paint. Just a relentless defensive pressure by the Blue Jays. Scoring in the first half for Hills Beaver Creek. This has to be their lowest output of a half all season long. Hills Beaver Creek with 26 wins on the season. They just scored 14 points in the first half. Bryn Bakken, she led Hills Beaver Creek in scoring their last game in their win over Murray County Central. Bakken had a double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds. She was held to 3 points. Olivia Dielstra, she has 8 points, but 4 of those 8 points are from the free throw line. Claire Knobloch with a basket. Hadley Spath with a free throw, 14 points for Hills Beaver Creek. For Central Minnesota Christian, Peyton Mulder off the bench with 4. Addie Tachis with 2. And your leading scorers, Carrie Mulder with 9 points. And Emmy Brame with 10 points. And Sienna Dunning with 13. And Dunning hit a three almost at the buzzer here before halftime. That was her third three-pointer of the first half. She has 13 points for the Blue Jays. So there we sit, 38-14, Central Minnesota Christian. Hey, I want to congratulate former Montevideo Thunderhawk Avery Coonan, NDSU. They won in the Summit, the first game in the Summit tournament. This afternoon by beating Omaha pretty bad, I guess. I listened to most of it coming driving down here, but congratulations to Avery, and she's the player of the year in the Summit Conference at NDSU there in Fargo. And the Blue Jays are back onto the floor, so that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. You can listen to Fashionista Friday tomorrow morning at 9:15. Monica will be in the studio with Fashionista Friday. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios for a few minutes, and we'll come back. We will have 18 minutes to play to see who will go to the state girls basketball tournament. Right now, the Blue Jays lead 38-14.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated. Their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APSelect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds. Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated. Their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby. At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
All right, we're back. Second half just underway. It's a 24-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian, and they steal the ball, and Deanna Dunnick crashes to the floor. And hopefully she gets up okay. 38-14 to start the second half here in Marshall. Paul Ramo here, Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship game. And the Patriots got a lot of work to do. They're down by 24. Rowe with the basketball in the corner, tries to knock it in. Tate just knocks it away, and she actually accidentally threw it in to number five, Bryn Bakken, and Bakken scores, and she's fouled. Boston will go to the free throw line and try to make it a three-point play. Pocket's free throw is good, and it's a three-point play. She has 6 points. Dielstra led the Patriots at the half with 8. Deanna Dunnick with 13. Blue Jays with the ball. 38-17 to start the second half here. Dunnick out at midcourt, directing traffic into Tatius in the paint. She turns, shoots off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Ella Sammons, the 6'1" junior. Patriots with the basketball. Knobloch. Bakken goes in the paint and lays it up and in. And she is not going to go quietly. I think she's the Patriots' leading scorer, and she was held at just 3 points in the first half. Dunning, 38-19. Dunning, here's a three-pointer in the corner, and that's off the iron. No good. Brain falls down. Tatius picks up the rebound, pulls it back out, and they throw it away underneath. Knobloch with the ball for Hills Beaver Creek. Champions of the South taking on the Blue Jays, champions of the North, and right now the champions of the North with the lead, 38-19. Tatius blocked the shot, but she's called for a foul, and Olivia Dielstra will go to the free throw line once again. She had 8 points, Dielstra, in the first half, and 4 of those 8 came from the free throw line, so she's been living at the line here for Hills Beaver Creek. Free throw is good. Coach Brian Nelson standing right in front of me here, yelling to make sure you box out. Second free throw by Dielstra. And that's no good, and Tatius did box out and grab the rebound. We played 2 minutes of the second half. It's an 18-point lead. Dunnick almost lost the ball, the Bakken. Now to Tatius. Tatius gets it to Brame. Brame loses the ball, but it's picked up by Vander Ark. She banked it in off the glass. What a shot by Vander Ark, and that's her first basket of the game. That was a great use of the backboard there by Vander Ark. 40-20. 40-20. Blue Jays. Patriots go in the paint, and underneath the basket, Ella Rao. She's fouled. And Ella Rao, just a sophomore. Hills Beaver Creek, they start two juniors, two seniors, and a sophomore. And that sophomore, Ella Rao, is at the free throw line. She missed her free throw. Score remains a 20-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. Everything's on the line, a state tournament berth. Second free throw by Rao is good, and that is her first point of the game. Here come the Blue Jays. Maddie Vander Ark now running the offense. They got Dunnick on the right side, and the ball's kicked by Dielstra. Blue Jays keep possession. Large crowd here tonight. Double-A game will be happening. New London Spicer is here. They'll play next. We won't be broadcasting that game. Tatius to Dunnick. Dunnick trying to find an opening to the basket. There she goes, and it's cut off nicely. Tatius gets the ball. A jump shot. Good. Tatius. Addy. 4 points for Tatius. 42-21. A little half-court pickup pressure there by the Blue Jays. And going to the free throw line. Block, and it's blocked. Rao gets the ball, and she's got an offensive charge. And Addy Tatius is fired up defensively. An offensive foul as she had the ball. Ella Rao, she's coming out of the game. And I tell you what, Addy Tatius showed a lot of emotion there with that offensive foul. She got a little fired up. Blue Jays walking the ball up the floor. They have a 42-21 lead. 14:42 to go in this section championship game. Here in Marshall. Oh, nice pass down low. And then a bad pass is picked off by the Patriots. Dielstra. Top of the key. Patriots put up a shot, and that's no good. Rebounded by Brame. And the Central Minnesota Christian Blue. Here's Sienna Dunnick across midcourt. Her team's leading 42-21. Who's going to go to the state tournament? Dunning in the right wing, back to Sienna. Cross court, wide open, top of the key. Three, good by number 24, Addie Pachin. She's got seven. And the Blue Jay fans jump to their feet. 45-21 Blue Jays. Patriots from the baseline, a three-pointer, no good. That shot was put up by Alice Salmon. Blue Jays with the possession and a lead. Tatius top of the key again. Number 24, Addie Tatius. Dunning. Tatius gonna, oh, she's gonna shoot a three again from the same spot where she hit, just hit one. Now they go down low. And Ella Rao for Hills Beaver Creek knocks the ball out of bounds. Substitutes come in. Emery Fusi comes in for Brame. So the Blue Jays are going to inbound the ball underneath the basket. Tatius gets the ball from the referee and lobs it in to Mulder. Oh, nice pass down low, and then they throw it away. Fusi tried to bounce it into Addie Tatius underneath the basket. Went off her knee. So the Hills Beaver Creek with the basketball. Here's Dilstra. They have yet to cross the half court line. Dilstra at midcourt. Down low. They go to Bakken. Bakken shot. Up. No. Missed it. Easy shot there. They couldn't get it to fall. Now the ball goes out of bounds and the Patriots keep the ball. 13:01 to go in the ball game. Down this far, the Patriots going to have to they inbound it. And Mosier with the ball caught in the corner by Mulder. Mulder guarding Mosier. And they get it over to Dilstra. And she shoots and scores. Good effort there by Hills Beaver Creek. 45-23. Clock running. We're at the RA facility in Marshall. Dunning. Tatius puts up a long three. That's off the glass. No good. And Dielstra picks up the loose ball for Hills Beaver Creek. Dielstra across midcourt. Now timeout by Hills Beaver Creek. Timeout on the floor with 12:23 to play. It's Central Minnesota Christian 45, Hills Beaver Creek 23. You're listening to Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship right here on Q92.
You're only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. Call Woodstock Telephone Company in Ruthven at area code 507-658-3830. That's area code 507-658-3830. It's Minnesota owned and operated. Give them a call today. Remember, only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. That's Woodstock Telephone Company, your independent telephone company serving Ruthven and the surrounding area.
All right, welcome back to Marshall SMSU, RA facility, one of my favorite places. And Blue Jays have a comfortable 22-point lead to go to state 45-23 over the Patriots from Hills Beaver Creek. Central Minnesota Christian, they're ranked number 6 in Class A. Hills Beaver Creek, they've been state ranked and they just fell out of the top 10. They're still receiving votes, but they've had a tremendous season. They have 26 wins on the season and 3 losses. Timeout's over by Hills Beaver Creek. They have the ball and they're down by 22 points. Here's a 3-pointer on its way. It's good by number 11, Ella Salmon. And that's Alice Salmon's first point. Maybe that'll fire him up a little bit. Let's see if the Blue Jays have an answer. They lob it down low. Shot is short. That's by Peyton Mulder. Rebounded by the Patriots. And here they come across midcourt. Dielstra, top of the key. They go to the left wing. To Haley Mosier. Dielstra. Here's Bakken in the baseline. I think she traveled, and she did. Good call by the referee there. Emmy Brame comes into the game for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays 45, Hills Beaver Creek 26. Time is going to be the enemy of the Patriots here shortly with 11:30 to play in the game. Blue Jays running their offense here around the perimeter. Here's the number 21, Peyton Moeller in the paint. Lost the ball. Picked up there by Ellis Sammons of Hills Beaver Creek. Quick pass underneath and it's picked off. Picked off by Emery Fusi. And the Blue Jays come up the floor here in front of their home crowd. A big crowd here by Patriots and a reach-in foul on Ava Steinhoff. These Patriots from Hills Beaver Creek, they are tall. Right now on the floor for the Patriots, you got 6'1", 6', 6', and 5'10". Emma Brame will inbound the ball for Central Minnesota Christian. Gets it in to Dunning. Dunning over to Tatius. Left wing, back in to Moeller. Peyton lost the ball, and now she's fouled, I think. That was probably over the back by Hills Beaver Creek, Ella Sammons.
Patriots call number 11, Ella Sammons, her second personal foul.
That's Sammons' second personal foul. Nice crowd here. I think the whole town of Prinsburg is here. Tatius inbounds the ball to Brame. Brame in the paint. Turns, shoots, fouls. She's going to the free throw line. Emmy Brame, a senior. And Emma, number 5, to the line. Steinhoff foul, and Brame has 10 points. She had 10 points in the first half. That was second behind Dunning. And Brame, free throw, is up. She's a left-hander. Makes it look easy. Nothing against left-handers. She makes it look smooth, Emmy Brame. And it's on its way, and it's good. 12 points for Emmy Brame. She had a nice first half. Patriots bringing in the Blue Jays, meet him at half court. There's the defensive pressure I was talking about in the first half. They throw it all the way down to Steinhoff in the Dilstra. Here's a three-point shot by Ella Sammons, and it's good. Sammons with her second three-pointer here in the second half, and it's 47-29. 10-18 to play. Dunning to Brame. In the corner, they go to number 11, Vander Ark. Tatius Addy. Peyton Moeller goes to the basket. Pulls it back out to number 11. Free throw jump shot, and that's way short by Maddie Vander Ark. And the ball goes out of bounds. And the Blue Jays will inbound the ball underneath their own basket here with 10:01 to play. And somebody's going to celebrate. Right now, the Blue Jays lead 47-29. They go into Brame. She fights hard, gets her shot blocked, pulls it back out, and now we're going to have a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation. That's your first of the game. And Coach Brian Nelson for Central Minnesota Christian calling a full timeout. So the full timeout on the floor. The Blue Jays lead 47-29. You're listening to Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship Game. Right here on Q92.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better.
Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
We're back here at the RE facility in Marshall, Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. Someone's going to the state right now. Looks good for the Blue Jays with 9:43 to play. Blue Jays lead Hills Beaver Creek 47-29. Timeout's over by Brian Nelson of the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays have possession. They're right in front of me here. Dunning. No, they'll go down low to Tatius, back out to Vander Ark. 5 seconds on the shot clock, and we got a 3-second violation called on Central Minnesota Christian. So the last two offensive possessions for the Blue Jays, they had a shot clock violation and now a 3-second violation. Patriots trying to capitalize on that pressure, and the Patriots throw it out. They save it, and then she stepped out of bounds, and a timeout by Hills Beaver Creek coach. So another timeout on the floor. 47-29, Blue Jays over the Patriots. You'll listen to championship basketball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton. For wherever life takes you, check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right. Paul Ramo back here at the RA facility in Marshall. Central Minnesota Christian leading Hills Beaver Creek 47-29. That first half still ingrained in my mind. On the defensive effort there by Central Minnesota Christian. Well, after this, they'll clear to Jim, and then the two number one seeds out of 3AA, New London Spicer and Fairmont, will play each other. We'll not be broadcasting that game, but there'll be a full house here again. All right, timeout's over by Brian Nelson, or by the head coach for the Patriots. Patriots with the ball. Blue Jays lead 47-29. 8:55 to go. Shot clock to one, and the ball went out of bounds on the shot. And 1 second left on the shot clock. So the Patriots from Hills Beaver Creek, they're a little under pressure right now with just 8:51 to go in the game. Blue Jays will walk the ball up the floor. Blue Jays had a 24-point lead at the half, 38-14. Blue Jays with the ball. Here's their Vander Ark, DeBrame. And now a whistle away from the basketball, and that's a foul. It's a hold on a Patriot. Who are they going to call that on? That was way away from the basketball. Steinhoff was holding a Blue Jay. And the referee's right in front of me, but I thought he was giving a bench warning or something. Tate is down low, and it's blocked out of bounds there by Gielstra. The referee came over talking to the Hills Beaver Creek side there, the score table. I don't think he liked what was being said on the other end of the bench there. Blue Jays inbound the ball. They shot put up in the paint by Kerry Mulder. Hits the front of the rim. No good. 47-29 Blue Jays. Looking to go to the state tournament. If they can hold on here and down the stretch. A lot of time left. 8:13. And Ella Rao down low for the Patriots had the ball, and she was fouled by a Blue Jay.
Addie
Tatius. That's her third personal foul. So Addie Tatius might have to come out of the game. Ella Rao with the free throw. That gives her 2 points. Ella Rao, a sophomore. At the line, free throw. Ooh, that one's missed badly. And Ella turns around and hit a disappointment on her face there. That one got away from her. That was way short. Blue Jays have the ball. Here they go. Maddie Vander Ark, left wing to Tatius. Here's Dunnick. Sienna bumped hard by Ella Rao. And so Dunnick. No, not yet. That was the fourth team foul. Sixth team foul of the half for Hills Beaver Creek. Harry Mulder got the inbound it. Gets it into Vander Ark. Vander Ark to Elliot Brame. Ellie Brame goes to the basket, kicks it back out. Mulder for three on its way. Oh, it rattled in and out. That ball was way in the cylinder and popped out. Boy, I've seen a lot of that this year for some reason. Gilstra finds an opening, goes to the basket. No good. Missed her shot, rebounded there by Steinhoff, and then she loses the ball to Dunning. Dunning quickly up the floor. Now to Mulder. Terry Mulder. Brame. Oh, nice pass down low, and it's blocked by Dilstra. Vander Ark caught a nice pass underneath, but Dilstra blocked her shot. Patriots with the ball. They're double teamed, and they get it over in the corner. Dilstra, or this is number 13, Steinhoff with the ball. Patriots throw up a one-handed shot. No good. That was by Hadley Spath, and Spath is going to go to the line. Hey, Saturday on Q92, we're going to have two section boys basketball games for you Saturday back here at the RA facility. Montevideo will take on Jackson County Central for the South Championship. Free throw is good by number 20, Bunch Spath. That's at 12:30. Then the 6 o'clock game is the North Championship of Class A, Central Minnesota Christian, and the second free throw is good. Taking on Wabasso, and that's going to be, both games are going to be huge, big games. All right, 47-32, Central Minnesota Christian leading, 6:50 to play in the ball game. Brain loses the ball in the paint, picked up there by Rao, and she'll bring the ball up the floor herself, 10th grader. Right wing to number 11, Salmon. They go down low to Steelstra, and she missed the shot. And there's Sienna Dunnick trying to get the ball to Brame, and it's knocked out of bounds by Steelstra. A lot of Hills Beaver Creek fans sitting behind me, a lot of red, white, and blue, as they're called the Patriots, as I look behind me. Blue Jay fans across the gym floor, and they're here in big numbers. Blue Jays inbound it. 3-point shot on the way by Kerry Mulder. No good. Rao with the rebound. Rao will bring it across midcourt. Lob it to the left side. Here's a 3-pointer from the baseline by Ellis Sammons. No good. Dunnick with the rebound. And Sienna's got to hold it up. 6 minutes left in the ball game, folks. 47-32 is the score. Dunnick with a long shot. 3-pointer, no good. Glanced off the rim and picked up by the Patriots, Haley Moser. Moser in the corner for the Patriots. Top of the key to Salmon. Back to Moser. Moser puts up a three from the corner. No good. And Brame with a rebound. Brame with the rebound, 47-32. The clock is the enemy of Hills Beaver Creek right now. 5:20 to play. Dunning gets a screen from Brame. Dunning goes to the basket, pulls up a jump shot. It's blocked by Olivia Dielstra. Dielstra brings the ball across midcourt for Hills Beaver Creek. The Patriots have to score and score often. Now a whistle, a foul either on Dunning or Brain. It's going to be on Dunning. 47-32, 5:07 to play. Bakken comes back in for Hills Beaver Creek. Patriots inbounded underneath their own basket. Ava Steinhoff gets the ball from the referee, looking to inbound. It does. And Mosier puts up a long three, and that's too long. Rebounded there by Terry Mulder. And the Blue Jays with the basketball in a 47-32 lead. And head coach Brian Nelson of the Blue Jays wants a timeout. It's a full timeout with 4:55 to go. 47-32, Central Minnesota Christian. You're listening to Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship Game right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
We're back here at the RA facility in Marshall. It's all Central Minnesota Christian, 47-32. Timeout's over by head coach Brian Nelson of the Blue Jays. There's 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Blue Jays inbound the ball. Mulder lobs it in. The cage is underneath. Back to Mulder. Blue Jays with the ball. It's a 15-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. A lot of things can happen with 4:45 to play. Brain stops her dribble on the left wing. Bounces in to Donick. Nice play. And oh, Santa can't finish. Tatius with the rebound. She can't score. Donick. Here's Mulder. Blue Jays pull it back out. Here's a jump shot from the paint by Vander Ark, and that won't go. So like three or four shots there by the Blue Jays. They couldn't get it to go. Blue Jay fans start to come to their feet. Cheering on the Blue Jays here. And Steelstra goes to the basket. More importantly, she stops the clock with 4:11 to go, 47-32. The Patriots, if they can cut it under 10, you know, anything can happen with under 10 points. Here's substitutes coming in. Peyton Mulder. Tatius comes out of the game. What a game she's played defensively. Patriots, Hills Beaver Creek at the free throw line with 4:11 to go. And the free throw by Dielstra is no good. She had 8 points in the first half. She just has a free throw here in the second half. Tough going for this high-scoring Patriot team. Second free throw, good. She's got 10. She's in double figures, the only player in double figures for the Patriots. 47-33. Coming up on 4 minutes to go. Dunning lobs it in to Peyton Mulder. Brame with the ball. Left wing into Dunning. Sienna looking for somebody to pass to. The Brame. Top of the key. Now they go to the right wing. They go down low to Mulder. Perry lost the ball. Gets it back. She's in the corner. And a timeout again by head coach Brian Nelson. So we'll take another commercial break with 3:44 to play. 47-33, Central Minnesota Christian. We'll be right back.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to noon.
Check out their website at ericsonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
All right, the Blue Jays off the timeout, throw it in to Donick. Donick shoots a layup, and she blocked and pushed to the floor, no whistle. Patriots with the ball. They got to hurry. They got to score off, and they're down 47-33 with 3:29 to go in the game. Blue Jays get the ball. Donick slowing it up here. Coach Brian Nelson standing right in front of me here. Donick kicks it in the corner. Here's a shot from the free throw line there by number 21, Peyton Mulder, no good. And a whistle, and the Blue Jays are going to keep the ball underneath their own basket. Paul Ramo here in Marshall tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Trip to the state tournament's on the line. Blue Jays will inbound it. Peyton Mulder gets the ball underneath their basket. Looking to lob it in. Having some trouble. Now gets it to Brain. Brain shoots. No whistle. Dunnick with the rebound. She's on the floor. We got a jump ball. Possession with the Blue Jays. Boy, Emmy Brain was underneath. She just got hammered. And no whistle there. But the Blue Jays get the ball. Shot clock at 19. Game clock at 3:05. They lob it in to Brain. Brain goes to the basket. Shoots and she's fouled and no basket, but Emmy Brain will go to the free throw line. She has 12 points here in the game and played outstanding. 3:02 to go. Brain, free throw, up. Swish! Nothing but net. She's got 13 points. Deanna Dunnick's got 13 points. Addie Tatius with 7. Emmy Brame with her second free throw. It's on its way, and it's good. 14 points for Emmy Brame. Emmy Brame doing it here tonight. She's a senior. 2:55 to play in the ball game. It's 49-33, Central Minnesota Christian. Ball goes out of bounds. Trip to the state girls basketball tournament. Always an exciting time of the year, March Madness. There's going to be a lot of celebrating going on here in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And the Blue Jays pick the ball off, and Dunnick will bring it up the floor. 2:35, I'll watch the clock, folks. And the Blue Jay fans, I can think, safely say, they're going to celebrate. They're passing the ball around using that shot clock. Here's Frame from the free throw line. Emmy goes, kicks it out in the corner. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 2:15 to play. Shot up and good. And that's number 11, Vander Ark. And the Blue Jay fans come to the feet. They can smell it now. 2 minutes to play. Patriots with the basketball. They're down 51-33, and the ball's picked off by Patriots. And the celebration is going to begin for Central Minnesota Christian with a minute 43 on the clock. And it looks like the Patriots are not going to foul here. 51-33. 1:31 to go. Dunnick finds an opening, goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass. Deanna Dunnick, that's Deanna's first basket in the second half. She's got 15. 1:19 on the clock. Patriots throw the ball out of bounds. All the Central Minnesota fans, they're all standing up. And there's a lot of them here. Now the Patriots subbing out their starters. And the Blue Jays come off. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here with a minute 12 to play. It's a full timeout. And the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, they lead 53-33. With a minute 12 to play, and the Blue Jay students are making some chants, and they're all, it's a whiteout, actually. It's a whiteout on the students from Central Minnesota Christian. We'll have the Neon Needles post-game show coming up in a couple minutes. We'll name a Neon Needles player of the game, a WOW Ottawa player of the game. And the timeout's over. The Blue Jays on the floor. They'll walk the ball up the floor. Got some new players, some new players for the Patriots on the floor. Dunning. Coach Brian Nelson goes, let's run Chicago, let's run Chicago. Frame with the ball in the left wing. 1 minute to play in the ballgame right now. Dunning at the top of the key. Dunning drives to the basket, goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. It's short, picked up by Brame. Blue Jays keep the ball. Dunning, 45 seconds to play. 45 seconds. Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays are going to go to the state tournament in 35 seconds. They go down low. Brame shoots and scores. What a game for Emmy Brame. 16 points for Emmy Brame. And Blue Jays girls got big smiles on their face. There's 21 seconds to play. Patriots, and it's stolen by Brame. 15 seconds. 14 seconds. The Patriots with the ball. Here's the celebration. Here's the celebration. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And your ball game's over. And the Central Minnesota Coastal Blue Jays are on their way to the state basketball tournament with a 55-33 win over Hills Beaver Creek. What a performance by the Blue Jays here tonight here in Marshall. Wow. Great job. We'll take a, well, they're going to do an award ceremony here. We're going to take about a 4 or 5 minute break here. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listing area. And give Shannon or Nick a call today for free estimates for the upcoming concrete season.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company understands the value of teamwork. That's why we support the success of the hardworking student athletes as they help build tomorrow. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating.
Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A winter weather advisory begins at noon tomorrow and remains in effect until 9 a.m. Saturday. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for showers. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times with fog in spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely, changing all snow. Lows dip down to about 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley on Q92 Country. Currently 48.
When you're smiling,
let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Are you tired of going over the piles and through the maze of boxes to get what you need? Mid-Minnesota Lumber in Appleton is ready to help you redesign your home for your lifestyle today. Let us dream with you for a remodel or a new addition. Treat yourself to an Onyx shower system, new kitchen cabinetry, and bold architectural windows and doors. Call us at 320-289-2714 or stop in at 138 West Sorensen in Appleton. Be sure to check out our website for our gallery of projects at midmnlumber.com. Stop in and let us show you how we can bring your past home into a bright new future. That's Mid Minnesota Lumber in Appleton. Shop the Canby Meat Center this week and pick up some USDA Choice boneless beef arm steak, just $7.49 a pound, or boneless beef arm roast, $6.99 a pound. How about some pork chops? Thick cut pork chops and butterfly cut pork chops, just $2.49 a pound. And the Canby Meat Center has a select variety of marinated chicken breasts, 10% off this week. Stop in and check out their large seafood selection as well. That's the Canby Meat Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 till noon, located on Main Street, Canby.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to the RA facility here in Marshall. We have a Section 3A girls basketball champion. It's the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays from the Camden Conference. They end Hills Beaver Creek season by a score of 55 to 33. A dominating game for the Blue Jays, especially in that first half defensively. And the award ceremony is going on. Hills Beaver Creek got their second place medals around. And Brian Nelson, head coach for the Blue Jays, just giving each girl a medal and now the plaque. And here's the plaque ceremony. They're going to give, Blue Jays are going to run out and get their plaque. Here they go. 1, 2, 3. They watch them rush. And there they go. The captain's coming out to get their a trophy. And they're holding it up high, and now the celebration begins again. Look at them up, jump up and down. Here comes the student section. Here comes the student section on the floor to celebrate with the basketball team. Great scene here at the RE facility in Marshall right now. This is what high school sports is all about. My goodness, what a scene. And the Blue Jays will be cutting down the net. And while they're doing that, let's go through some of the scoring. Well, Hills Beaver Creek, what a season they had. They're getting their team picture taken here. They end their season 26 wins and 4 losses. And actually, this loss here is the first time they've lost to a Minnesota team. They've lost to a couple Iowa teams. Their 3 losses were to 2 Iowa teams and a South Dakota team. And it's the first time they lost to a Minnesota team here. For the Patriots, Bryn Bakken with 8 points. Leading scorer was Olivia Dielstra with 10. Claire Knobloch with 2. Ella Sammons with 6. Ella Rao with 2. And Hadley Spath with 3. That's your scoring there. Once again, Hills Beaver Creek ends their season 26 wins and 4 losses. For Central Minnesota Christian in the ball game, Peyton Mulder off the bench with 4 points. Addie Tatius with 7. Carrie Mulder with 9. Maddie Vander Ark with 2. And your leading scorers, Sienna Dunnick with 15 points. And Emma Brame with 16. And that's, they're taking team pictures. Emma Brain, so our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is Emmy Brain. Emmy Brain with 16 points. She had 10 points in the first half. Just an amazing, amazing game for Emmy Brain. Emmy is a senior, and she's our Neon Needles player of the game. She'll get a nice T-shirt from Neon Needles. From Dawson there. And our Wow Ottawash play of game. Sienna Dunnick just taking the cutting the first piece of the net. They're cutting down the net now. Our Wow Ottawash play of the game. I'm going with Sienna Dunnick drove to the basket and missed a layup, and Emmy Brame got the rebound, missed her shot, and put it back up and in her second try. That was in the first half. And then that was the Wow Ottawash play of the game. But then it was the defensive pressure for Central Minnesota Christian. Just, I use the word suffocating because that's what it was. Just a suffocating first half pressure. And Hills Beaver Creek didn't know what to do or how to react to it. And that's when they broke loose with the scoring. Stealing the ball, going in for the layup. Stealing the ball, going in for the layup. One after another. And they had a 24-point lead at the half, 38-14. So your Section 3A girls basketball champion, Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, on their way to the state tournament. And congratulations to Coach Brian Nelson, his assistants Janie Dunnick and Logan Erickson. And the Blue Jay team, that was their 26th win of the season. And they will go in to the state tournament with a lot of momentum going on, that's for sure. They're still cutting down the net. Our next broadcast will come Saturday. We'll have 2 section boys basketball games for you. Montevideo taking on Jackson County Central at 12:30 Saturday, right back here at the RE facility. You'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92. And then the 6 o'clock game, then we're going to have another Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jay boys game against Wabasso. And that's the north half of Section 3A. And that is going to be a great game as well. 2 really outstanding boys games on Saturday here on Q92. Well, I wanted to do some interviews, but they're still cutting the net down. And the families are walking on the floor here. And want to thank everybody for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92 and our sponsors, that's for sure. Nice job with them, and Phil back at the studio. And once again, congratulations to the Blue Jays, Section 3A champions, 55-33 win over Hills Beaver Creek. And we'll see you Saturday at 12:30 with Montevideo and Jackson County Central. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frontossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prins Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Brzezinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92. The time now at 6:41.
Some relatively new practices to boost ag trade. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help.